League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
There's the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. Let's do this thing. The Friday Night Free Show has begun. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. A lot of stuff to break down, craziness. We got Rob Vino on the show. We got Mr. Tony Finn kicking it with us. We got Steve Delvecchio from Larry Brown Sports. We've got basketball going on in the late night hours right now because we're hardcore, baby. The Vancouver Bandits and the Calgary Surge, the Western Conference Finals of the CEBL. This game is taking place right outside of Vancouver in Langley. They keep saying, welcome back to Vancouver. It's not really in Vancouver. If it was in Vancouver, I would probably be at the game, or I would go to the game this weekend, as it is the championship. It's pretty cool, like the CEBL. It's kind of see. It's the Canadian Elite Basketball League, except it's not like just Canadian dude. It's a lot like the CFL. There's a couple of Canadian dudes, you know what I mean? It's like half and half. But there's dudes from like St. Mary's and Gonzaga and whatever, you know, Rhode Island. There's all kinds of NCAA players in this league. The league is getting better. Like, if you do well in this league, you're not making it to the NBA, but you could, like, make it to the G League type of thing. Well, a couple of dudes have gotten G League invites and just stuff like that. So, you know, it's a pro league, but you can bet on it, baby. It's a pretty good game right now. Lower scoring than I would like. I'm on Vancouver, and I'm on the over 167.5. I got Vancouver plus 1.5. It is 55-54 for the Bandits right now. The Bandits, baby. We got NFL preseason football going on. In fact, I've got the Arizona Cardinals plus the points in this game. Sean Payton making his debut with the Denver Broncos. We're on the Cards plus 6 in this game. It's 10-3 right now. They're down 7. 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter, but in the preseason, we know craziness can happen. We're starting to get back on track right now in the National Football League preseason. We told you how much we love the Green Bay Packers tonight. The Packers roll. We told you how much we love the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers roll tonight. Messi, hey, he made us wait. He made us wait a little bit, but Messi scores again. Messi's got 8 goals in 5 games. This Inter Miami team is just cruising. 4-0, final score. It was a little bit of a concern for the same game parlay players that played Messi to score and Inter Miami to win. And I was like, come on, man. I kind of always knew he'll score. And then finally, he did score. But it also goes to show they just want although a tired team, an FC Charlotte, or Charlotte FC, or Charlotte SC, or Good Charlotte, or whatever the hell they're called. But that Messi didn't even need to dominate in Inter Miami. He rolled. Man, it's getting real right now. Like, are Inter Miami not making it to the final of this thing? Now that they're into the semifinals, they've got one more win to go to make it to the finals, to the championship, or the League's Cup. We're at the Rose Bowl tonight. Monterey and LAFC. LAFC in control, 2-0. I played the draw in this game, and I also played both teams to score. So I don't have Monterey to qualify or anything like that. I had the draw, but I got both teams to score. So in other words, I need Monterey to score a goal. Let's roll. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. This is Sports Rage, the late night anger management class. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people to bust them, and everybody else in between. Sirius XM Channel 159 of the Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We have a lot of stuff to unpack and break down. Listen, the Hall of Fame game was last week. The NFL had its first game 8 days ago, but it feels like the NFL is actually back for real right now, as we had a plethora of National Football League games tonight, and we have many more. We're going to be breaking it down. Tony Finn's going to step up and in. Straight for the straight in Las Vegas, Nevada, Area 51. Tony Finn in the house. Rob Vino, Philadelphia, PA, kicks it with us. Steve DelVecchio, LarryBrownSports.com joins us from Boston, as we do have a ton of stuff to unpack and break down. Let's start off in the National Football League. We talked a lot about the Cincinnati Bengals being an apathetic preseason football team. Zach Taylor now 3-8 in 11 preseason football games. And we spoke a lot recently about liking the Green Bay Packers. Liking the Green Bay Packers win total over 7.5. Liking the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC North at plus 400. We had Frank Schwab on from Yahoo Sports earlier in the week. He said he loves the Green Bay Packers. I said, so do I. He goes, I don't even like talking about this because I want this to remain a secret, and I don't want people to realize that the Green Bay Packers are good. The Green Bay Packers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 36-19 tonight. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody talks about Harbaugh, and rightfully so. The Baltimore Ravens have won 23 consecutive National Football League preseason games. The last time the Ravens lost a preseason game was 2015. Great, great track record. Laying 4.5 points against the Birds, the Philadelphia Eagles, tomorrow. Don't look now. Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers, 16-4 straight up in their last 20 preseason games. LAFC up 2-0 at the half against Monterey. Messi scores again. Goal! This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, Great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all iqbar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Man, that was a big-time three ball right there. Big-time shot. 67-63 Bandits over the Surge. Say what? That's right. Bandits over the Surge, baby. You know how we roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. CEBL, Western Conference Championship game. You know, there's all these tournaments and leagues and all this type of stuff. Fun game going on right now in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The Vancouver Bandits taking on the Calgary Surge. Except it's not like all Canadian dudes. It's a lot like the Canadian Football League, in which, you know, there are a couple of Canadian dudes on the team, but, you know, there's also a bunch of dudes from other schools, etc. To put in context, like right now, Sean Miller Moore. Anybody that's an Oregon State Beaver fan, oh yeah, Sean Miller Moore played for Grand Canyon Antelopes as well. He transferred Grand Canyon. So, you know, I mean, it's not like they're not like top tier NCAA players, but, you know, it's like dudes that weren't good enough for the NBA that are still on a ball and on the cusp trying to get into the G League, right? But it's a really fun game, actually. It's entertaining. Like, Buddy on Vancouver just drilled a three with a bunch of people in his face and the shot clock expiring. I'm on Vancouver plus 1.5. They're leading 67-63 with about 4:20 left, but I also have the over 167.5, and I put a little more on the total than I did Vancouver, so I better at least go 1-1 here. NFL preseason football, we promised you, we give you some good trends and some good angles, and for those of you that paid attention, we spoke a lot about the Green Bay Packers versus the Cincinnati Bengals, and really just focusing in on the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals are an extremely apathetic. They don't care, right? They don't care about the preseason. Joe Burrow gets hurt all the time in practice, in training camp all the time. So they're always so fearful. Like, seriously, it's like rinse and repeat with Zach Taylor and the Bengals. Every year they open up training camp, everybody gets hurt right away, like big time, like Burrow gets somehow his appendix burst or whatever. Like, there's always something. And then they're fearful, right? They're like, man, Joe Burrow's not even healthy enough to play. If we were playing right now, we would not have Joe Burrow. So we can't afford to lose anybody else because we're already kind of, like, scared. So, like, the Bengals kind of play like that in the preseason. Zach Taylor's now 3-8. There's something to it. Spoke a lot about Tomlin. I spoke about before the game. Mike Tomlin, they were 15-4 in their last 19 preseason games coming into tonight, making 16-4. You don't want to overreact as far as the preseason is concerned and training camp, but the Buccaneers really could be, like, along with the Arizona Cardinals and the Indianapolis Colts, like, this is going to be a long year for Tampa. Like, if the New England Patriots and Belichick can't win without Tom Brady, how the hell do you think Todd Bowles is going to do without Tom Brady? You know what I mean? I think that's the best way of putting it. Jordan Love. The hype for Jordan Love is going to begin to build, and I don't like it because we're very high on the Green Bay Packers. We better start getting those bets in soon. Plus 400 to win a division. Over 7.5 wins. Jordan Love looked very, very good tonight. Love the zip on his passes. There's an authority. There's a velocity. The accuracy is sharp. You know, just everything. Like, just basically, you watch him play, and you're like, yeah, good, yeah, perfect, right? Just everything I saw about the Packers, I liked a lot. So in the end, Jordan Love goes 7-10, 46 yards passing, one touchdown, threw a touchdown pass. He was in command when he was out there on the field. Yeah, hooked up with Romeo Doubs for a 9-yard touchdown. Jordan Love said after the game, I think the passing game was in stride tonight. It was, and it will be. This is going to be a fun football team. 7.5, far too light. Far too light. So LAFC and Monterey are in action right now in the League's Cup. I've got both teams to score. I've got the draw in this game, but it's 2-0. LAFC scored in the first freaking minute, man. They literally scored, and I can't believe, remember last night we were talking about, well, will there be a goal in the first 10 minutes of the game in the Miami game? And Messi had scored in the first 10 minutes three times in a row. He did not score in the first 10 minutes, but there was. Joseph Martinez scored in the first 10 minutes. Joseph Martinez is taking a lot of PKs. Everyone thought Messi would just take every penalty kick. But Martinez is nailing them, so he keeps, you know, and Martinez stepped up and drilled it again. But he got fouled before the 10-minute mark. That counts, right? Like, so, like, I want to bet. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple of weeks ago, it happened to me in a soccer game. I bet same thing. Will there be a goal in the first 20 minutes? It was like everyone was tweeting me in the middle of the night. They were like, did you win or not? It was like, it's like 20:59 or something like that. And I did. Because the violation happened before. So, yeah, the soccer, you know, hockey, the first 9:59 is a lot more clean cut. I'll tell you that. But Messi ended up scoring the last goal of the game tonight. I should have just, you know, I should have played LAFC to qualify. They're up 2-0 here. It's a bad spot for Monterey. They're even complaining about all the travel and stuff. I don't know what they're bitching about. You knew the damn tournament before you got into it. So, I thought this game could be a draw. Give credit to LAFC. I get the feeling LAFC are like, we need to match. Like, we want to be the ones to play against Inter Miami. And man, that'll be big time if we get there. So I got a draw in this game, but I can live with not losing. I can live with that if it doesn't happen. But I really would like, I need a Monterey goal. I got both teams to score. It's 2-0 LAFC. So I just need one. I just need a Monterey goal, man. Messi got all the way up to 225 tonight to score. That's what the closing number was. You like that, Matthias? Minus 225 to score a goal. People stressed out, man. He didn't score until the 86th minute.
No, I love it how you're wanting this goal from Monterrey, man.
Yeah.
I'm rooting against you because I actually want LAFC to score the next goal, actually, Gabe. But you know, I don't care if they score the fourth goal.
Dude, Monterrey's not even coming close to scoring, Matthias. They don't even have the ball, bro. Like, you know what I mean? They're not threatening.
Yeah, they're waiting for a mistake to happen, Gabe. And LAFC's ready to pounce on another goal. You know, they're one counterattack away from scoring another one.
LAFC,
if they had a
mess, really
they'd have two more goals.
You see,
if they had a Messi game, they'd have two more.
Don't settle down. They're going to have Neymar next year. They're going to have Neymar next year, all right? So don't worry. Don't worry about it. Man, tonight, the League's Cup, this stuff exploded tonight. And honestly, and good call by Matthias. Good call by Matthias. Last night, he came on. I was like, Monterey this, Monterey that. And Matthias talked about it. He said, listen, even the president is bitching. The Monterey started crying like the last 2 days. They wanted to push the game back. They're like, this isn't fair. We're traveling around all over the place. Well, whatever, dude. Like, that's the tournament, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the bracket. You knew. What do you, like, I don't know. Like, only a Mexican team, right, would be like, oh, why don't you just push the game back because we're tired. Right? They were like, and I get it. Right, we talked about it, dude. It was Tuesday night, right? They were in Houston, and they were in a damn big battle with the Tigres and their rivals with them. And now they're in LA on Friday here. It was a bad spot. Listen, I didn't even bet on Monterey to win. I just needed him to score a freaking goal here, Matthias. I need him to score a goal.
Honestly, Gabe, I think you're going to get it. They're pushing right now. They're getting close. LAFC's goalies made a good save. I like how they're starting to shoot from the outside, creating danger. You know, they're a rebound away from scoring a goal. One lucky bounce.
They've been more aggressive now in the second half.
Well, they're down 2-0. Yeah.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
It's a tournament, you know what I mean? But they got to go for it. It's win or go home right now for these guys. So they're sending numbers up. And at the same time, they're also one goal away from truly letting the floodgates open, because 2-0, Gabe, you know, in soccer, a 2-0 lead could go just like that.
Yeah, it's like hockey. The dreaded two-goal lead in hockey is death. You have 2-0, you're going to lose. So Inter Miami beats FC Charlotte 4-0. Charlotte FC, SC, good Charlotte. Philadelphia Union.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
Hey, all right, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
It's like Homer Simpson said, why must everything be so difficult? All right, we've got money on this basketball game, and they're doing like the Elam ending, the target score. So it's the first to 76, and it's 74-73 for the Surge right now. I'm on the Bandits plus 1.5. The Bandits have the basketball. They have the ball, so even if they score, the next, you know what I mean? They need to score, and then it becomes next basket wins. But they need to score on this possession, and they're inbounding the ball. Oh, my God, and they turned it over. You've got to be kidding me. 74-73, inbound the ball. The dude threw it like we're about to this is about to end very poorly. It's about to end very – you've got to be kidding me. Like – the simplest play, inbounding. Remember we saw that on the NCAA tournament at the end of games? Just like simple little, like the game's on the line and Buddy just throws it to the guy on the other team or throws it in the air. And it's like Vancouver had the ball on the Calgary side of the court. They got fouled, but there wasn't the bonus. It was ridiculous. Like, and they threw it away. I just threw it. There goes the money thrown away. I'm at buyer's remorse. I'm like, why did I bet so big on this game? Buyer's remorse. Let's bring in Mr. Tony Finn right now to make the pain go away. Dr. Finn.
I don't. I'm not sure, Gabe. I'm not positive, but the comment you just made, that statement was, why did I bet so much on this game? I was thinking you were gonna. This is what I thought you were gonna say. Why did I even bet on this damn game?
Why did I bet so much on the game? Teddy covers line. Why'd you bet that? But yeah, for me, it's not why you bet that. It's more like why'd you bet so much on that? I don't mind. You know what I mean? Don's like, you know, see, you go to a casino, you play keno all the time, you're playing blackjack. It's like once in a while, you know, like let's say you play $50, $25 a hand all the time. Right, once in a while, you're like, you know what? I'm just putting 200 on this, right? And after you do it and you lose, you're like, I don't know why I just did that. I should have just stayed with my $25 hands. But it happens to me at blackjack all the time. I'll be playing and I'll just sort of get restless. I'm like, you know what? I feel like putting $500 on this next hand. And if I win, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. If I lose, I'm like, oh, why did I do that? Oh, God, this game is going on. Okay, so get to, sorry, Tony. I got all kinds of action going on here. We got Leagues Cup soccer, and I was just crying about Monterey. I was like, I need Monterey to score a goal against LAFC because I got both teams to score, and I got a draw. And Monterey have started to dial it up a little bit, and we've got a penalty kick right now. And if the dudes on LAFC would just shut up and get the F out of the way, maybe Buddy could take the kick. Here we go. Let's put a win on the board here as we're about to lose this basketball game, I feel. So I tell you, though, these Elam endings, man, teams have a hard time. I swear, Tony, with basketball. Yeah, it would be interesting. Well, you put the Elam ending. Teams get nervous that have the lead. It's really crazy.
Well, it's you were talking about Vancouver, and there you go.
Thank you.
No!
Yes, sir.
Only U.S. women missed penalty kicks, and that I thought everyone made penalty kicks.
Oh no, men miss too. But I was gonna say women do miss a lot of penalty kicks, but it come across as sexist or I'm a jerk or something. But women's game, it's not as sure. Like, you know what I mean? The men's is sort of like, we're kind of screwed. He's probably gonna score for sure. Women, it's sort of they might. I don't know. They hit the post a lot. Women, they got bad luck. But men miss penalty kicks too.
I know they do, but it's way too late for me to be politically correct.
You made me evil now, Tony. No, but all kidding aside, you know why, Tony? I've been betting it, bro. I didn't tell you guys, actually. I was going to bring it up. I've been betting it. Will the team miss a penalty kick in the game? It's 20 and 25 to 1, Tony. It's worth it like randomly to do it. Yes. Yes. So, like, you'll get, like, Will France miss a penalty kick tonight, 20 to 1. I'll get you the odds. It's very possible someone rings one off the crossbar, bro. Like, we've seen, I don't know, the Women's World Cup, it seems like it's only about 60-40. There's been a ton of misses.
Well, I mean, it's, in truth, I mean, I know that there's an art and a skill set to penalty kicking. That's obvious. But, you know, all you have to do is have a goalie guess right once, you know, and go the right way, and there you go. It's a miss.
Man, they got to stop the ball, too. I hear what you're saying. It's not too easy, but...
Yeah.
God, this game is still 74-73. It's just, this is like agony. I just almost want to lose it.
You said something about what league is this that you're talking about? Because I don't think I'm familiar with it, Gabe.
No, it's the CEBL. It's the Elite Basketball League. It's NCAA guys from like Grand Canyon and Oregon State.
Oh, okay.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of these new leagues.
Marley's
a lot of West Coast dudes. Yeah, Pepperdine players and like, you know what I mean?
Listen, those leagues are talented. Those are better leagues than most people understand.
You watch it. Exactly. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I do. Absolutely do. Dan Marley he had a nice program there for a long time at Grand Canyon, you know.
Yeah, the Lopes, the only publicly traded university in America.
Only in America? Are you kidding me?
No, they're the only ones. Well, you know what? I've always found it fascinating. At least they don't lie. They're a business.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, admit it. We have stocks. They're on the NASDAQ. They're on the stock exchange. Like, we have stocks. We're a business. We try to make money. We're for profit, but we give you good education, and we're trying to win in sports, right? And, dude, their stocks have gone up, like $100. Like, it's a profitable endeavor. They figured that basketball would help them. Like you said, they hired Marley early. They figured basketball would help put them on the map. I'd like to see them get into football now. They've made enough money. The school is like bleeding money. That Grand Canyon University is killing it. They got a ton of money. They have enough money to make a football team, put a program together now.
Well, let's put a proposal together, a business proposal for them, and
they're like big. We'll help them. One of their slogans. I don't know. It's kind of funny. They're like on the stock exchange, but it's like Grand Canyon, Christian, like something. And they drop that. And I'm thinking, you guys are for profit. What are you talking about? So, in other words, I think they want you and me. It's like you and me applying for work at, like, with Liberty University.
Right. Well, you know, listen, diversity, everything.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, yeah, I don't know. I guess we apply for work there. It implies you sleep with the president's wife.
Well,
hey, there's the drum roll.
Now we're communicating, because I thought that was hilarious. I just didn't laugh too loud, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't even want to say it. So, exactly. If you know, you know. But exactly, you know, everyone knows what I'm saying. It's one of those, like, pool boy stories and voyeurism and stuff like that.
You heard,
like,
that story?
I know everything. Yeah, I know everything about everything, Tony.
You heard my pool boy story? Oh, yeah, that's so funny, man.
Okay.
It's what?
Nelly. Keith Jackson style. No, neither do I. I haven't been in my... 75-74 right now. First of 76 wins. This is lit. Everyone's standing in the arena. Oh.
Can neither one of these teams score?
Oh my God! There's a turnover, and again, no!
I thought you said this was elite basketball. Elite basketball.
I know, Tony. It's first of 76. It's been like 10 minutes.
Yeah, right.
No.
I know.
So the surge. I got the team. I got the bandage. The surge had the ball. Threw it into the paint. Buddy of, like, Vancouver, great defense, like, tenacious. Three dudes, like, swat the ball. No. They're like, no. They would have had a fast break. They tried to, like, lob it to the advanced man for a dunk, and they overpassed it out of bounds, and they gave the ball right back.
Jeez Louise. I better check my score while you're watching yours. And I have a
Giants just scored, Tony. 2-1 now against Texas. Giants just put a run on the board.
Oh, well, I got this. I'm on the under in the Broncos and Cardinals game. Looked really good. It still is okay. I mean, I got 18 points to play with 6 minutes to go, but it is the exhibition NFL football. They're not supposed to. I didn't think Arizona would go for the extra point there when they tied it up. I thought they'd go for the two, you know, because not that it was that late in the fourth, but they do have a kind of secret code, you know. No overtimes, please. No overtimes in NFLX.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good point. For the record, the search has hit a three. I lost. I had plus 1.5. Of course.
What?
They hit a three. Yeah, they hit a three. They had the ball in their hands. They turned it over. But on the plus side, it's good news, bad news, Tony. I'll take it. You got to accept it. Good news, bad news. But on the plus side, I'm on the Arizona Cardinals plus 6 points here. And interesting.
Yeah.
Evidently, they didn't tell Gannon, yo, bro, you don't tie preseason games with 10 under 5 minutes left and 7 minutes left. Like, I guarantee you Sean Payton's thinking, what are you, an idiot? Like, seriously, kid, like, you go for two, bro. What are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? I like it. Gannon's playing to win.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Tony, he's like, no, man, we got this. We're going to kick a late field goal. Wow. Cards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you need to know the winners. And I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MMA versus
Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Not
Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Yeah, he does. He knows he costs you money. This is Sports Rage. It was pretty crazy, man. They really make these girls play late, man, in Montreal. You know what's funny, though? Montreal, I was just there for the Formula One. And Montreal and Toronto, like, Montreal is a later city, actually, than Toronto is. But it's pretty late, like 12:41 Eastern time. Like, a lot of times, a lot of these cities shut this stuff down. Dude, the second set just started here, the quarterfinal. Kasatkina versus Rybakina. Kasatkina and Rybakina. You like that, Tony? 7-5 first set, Kasatkina. In game right now, Rybakina plus 250 to come back and win. She's down 1-0 in the second set right now. We've got our eye on everything. We're watching tennis. It's 2-1 LAFC right now. And here it is, Monterey with the corner kick and... What a goal. What a goal. Dude, that corner kick didn't like it was going in with this. You see that? Like, you see it just...
Dave, it was an own goal. It was an own goal. The guy, he kicked it back into play, and it hit the LAFC defender retracting backwards. Oh, my goodness.
But that was slick, though, a buddy. He got his foot on him.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't think he would. I thought the ball was going to clear it. The ball cleared the box, pretty much. Look, I'm seeing the replay. The ball clears the ball off the head. What a wild goal. Now, you see that? Off the head of the Mexican player, then... The ball, like, was sailing wide of the net. Buddy on Monterey comes flying in and just sort of gets his foot on it, chips it off the LAFC defender. Let me see, like, was that by... No, he didn't do it deliberately. It's sort of like hockey, Matias. You'll see that. Like, guys on the side of the net, bro. You know what I mean? You fire the puck off the defenseman's skate into the net. You know what I mean?
Gabe, we talked about this, too, right away. We talked about the 2-0. All of a sudden, it's 2-2,
just like hockey,
man.
Worst lead in sport, huh? You have 2-0. You take the pedal off the metal. You're like, we're up 2-0. Let's take it easy. Like, and, man, Monterey been pushing for the last 30 minutes, man. Look at Japan last night. And sorry, Tony, we'll get to Tony. Look at Japan and Sweden last night, bro. Sweden were up 2-0. Japan, like, was it? Like, they were, like, killing them in the last 20 minutes of that game. Like, if there was another 5 minutes left, Japan would have scored. Like, they were all over them. They hit crossbars. They hit posts. Hey, guys, this is looking pretty good, though. We have both teams to score, and we have the draw in this game. So if I hit this, I'll look sharp because I even posted this, Tony. You see that? LAFC nearly just scored. Oh, that was close. I better not talk about the draw. Tony Finn in the house with us. So, Tony, let's get a little baseball as we stress out the international sports scene here on the late night anger management class. 10-10 in the football game. We're going to the 2-minute warning, Denver and Arizona. Baseball, Tony. Dodgers, baby. 6-1 right now. How many runs did you lay tonight?
I didn't listen. I was I like the game a bunch just because I like what they're doing with some of their new pieces, you know, and tonight, for instance, I thought it was a I just think it's a what I thought they would do the opposite. I thought that they would do the contrary, actually, at least the Dodgers would be, and they probably will. But for now, I mean, eventually they will when he gets too many home runs hit against him. But Lance Lynn, they're telling him to throw more fastballs and more four seamers, more. And of course, he's given up 150,000 home runs this year, but they've all been solo. That's basically their thought. You know, attack the hitters, attack the hitters. We don't care if you give up some home runs, a solo here, or a solo there. We're going to outscore teams in that situation. So far, so good with the coaches at the Dodgers, pitching coaches, that is. I like what they're doing, and I certainly like what the Dodgers have done last week. I've cashed some tickets.
If you look at Lance Lynn, and a lot of people rolled their eyes and of course, scoffed and mocked, oh, Lance Lynn. Well, Lance Lynn pitched five innings tonight of shutout baseball. Gave up three earned runs to the Oakland Athletics and one earned run to San Diego. For the record, the Dodgers are on the verge of being 3-0 in his three starts. So, in other words, Tony, he's given up four runs in 18 innings work with the Dodgers. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, he didn't, nice work. I think so.
I want to see him, though. Sorry, Tony. Let me just throw. I want to see him against, and not the San Diego Sox, but let's see him against in a big game. You know what I mean? All right. Colorado, yeah. Oakland, caught San Diego. You know what I mean? Well, let's see dude in a big game against the Phillies, the Braves, whatnot, like when it counts for real, you know? But he's been pitching well.
If they keep playing the way they're playing and the rest of the division keeps playing the way they're playing, then there won't be any big games until postseason. I mean, I think they're on the verge of actually, you know, if San Francisco doesn't somehow keep in touch with L.A. or keep their arms wrapped around this team, I think the Dodgers are on the verge of running away with it.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but I don't think they'll get complacent. We remember, Tony, you and I both need that 97, baby. We got to get.
Yes, we do. Yes,
we got to get to 97.
Yes, we do.
Every win counts. Well, we're getting there.
As long as they're chasing. Yeah, the one thing, I think the most important part on that, getting that 97, 97 and a half, 98, whatever anyone and everyone needs, and that is keeping them in touch with Atlanta so that there's a reason to win. We want to have the best record in the National League. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't speak. So, speaking of the best record of baseball, I don't know how you did with this game, Tony, but I rolled the Seattle Mariners tonight. And, dude, the Mariners are now 25-10 in their last 35 games. It's the best record in baseball since July 1st. Now, you know, it's just close. The Dodgers are sort of lingering around that. But you know, coming into tonight, guys, since July 1st, and I spoke about it a lot, that Seattle had the second-best record in baseball in the month of July after the Baltimore Orioles, but people didn't notice. And now, here we are on going into August 12th, and it's continued. So going back to July 1st right now, since July 1st, the Seattle Mariners have the number one record in baseball, 25-10. I know that, you know, you don't want to bet against Baltimore as an underdog and stuff. I don't like doing it either, but Seattle are winning baseball games, Tony. This is a good baseball team right now.
Yeah, they're emulating a lot. Like you mentioned last time, I think it was Tuesday, we did a little bit together with on MLB, and they're winning at the time of year they did last year as well, late in the season, should I say. But they still have the work cut out for them. A lot of work to do, and you did the right thing. I mean, if you look at the dichotomy, or this is splits with Castillo, he's so much better there at T-Mobile. And it doesn't show as much on, if you just look at the visuals, the surface numbers, but there's a difference. And he's really, really good in that pitcher-friendly T-Mobile.
Tony Finn throwing it down with us right now. Yeah. Tony, we'll take a look at Saturday's baseball card. Getting some NFL preseason. Although you're pretty selective with NFL preseason, I know. You don't spray the board like I do.
No. Well, I'll give you an idea. Over the last, since 2006, I had to pull my records. And I don't usually do that, but I pulled the exhibition preseason records, NFL, up about since 2016. Didn't play any in 2020. I don't think anyone did, right? I'm up for about 45 units, 27-12. So that's how selective.
Ooh.
I mean, there's a, yeah. But that's 30, and it's about an average of 5 or 6 games during the preseason. Not much.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. All right. So looking at Saturday's baseball line. So as we say, Dodgers are up 6-1 right now. Chicago Cubs and the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. Mm-hmm. Listen, Barrios has been awesome for the Jays. Jays are a streaky team, though, right? Like, they'll win 4 or 5 out of 6 or whatever, and then they'll lose 4 or 5 in a row. Like, if you look at their pattern, it's been very streaky for the Blue Jays, right? Like, some teams will go 12-2 and then sort of 5-5. The Jays don't do that. The Jays will sweep you or get swept, and then they'll win 6 in a row, and then they'll lose 5 in a row. It's kind of, it's very Paul Abdul, two steps, one step forward, two steps back with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
What do you make tomorrow? We got Bassett on the hill at -120 against Steele. Bassett's been pretty good, and I think he's got a little bit of an anger issue, Tony, in which he gives up early home runs or something bad happens behind him. He really has a hard time managing his emotions on the hill. He needs to do a better job at it. The Jays need to do a better job managing that with him. But he does have very electric stuff. He is one of those pit bull grinder type of pitchers, a very intense guy. Blue Jays are only -120. Seems to me that it's a bounce back spot for the Jays. Am I wrong? What's your take?
I wouldn't say you're wrong. I played the Cubs tonight at +135 for several reasons. One, because I like this Assad kid. He's been pretty good. He stepped up for the skipper. And the skipper really likes this kid, too, which makes a big difference, 26-year-old right-hander. The thing with Toronto right now is, and I'm telling you, Bray has been great. He's been great this year. But in the last few starts he's had, he showed some of the tendencies, the command issue problems he had last year, which really was a big issue. And more than anything, I'll say it again, I've said it on the show time and time again, until Bo Bichette gets back, I'm not touching Toronto. If anything, I'm going to be fading them because they just, I don't know what it is. This is a team that's young. They're excitable. I don't see a whole lot of jumping and cheering and that kind of thing in the dugout, mostly because they're starting to struggle again. Not a whole bunch. What is it? What's their record like? They were 6-4, I think, in the last 10 coming into this game. But you couldn't tell by the runs scored, runs given up, all the things that are important. Toronto needs to do a better job. One you mentioned with Bassett that is absolutely spot on, Gabe, and that is there's been pitchers in history and recently as much. I'll fade those pitchers that basically have that mentality or at least that attitude that if things go wrong, it's the world against, me against the world kind of thing. And it's really easy to get in their heads. And when teams know it, when the foes, when the opposing players know it, they start rattling them. You know, they'll start talking to them. They'll be at the plate saying, "That's all you got." It's easy to get some players. These guys are still kids, although Bass is not really a kid, but he early in the season, I almost gave up on him. You know, I thought, man, we saw the best of Bassett. It's over. He's got nothing, and he's turned it around, and he's helped the Toronto team stay in this hunt. Really, I think so. If there's a spot for Toronto tomorrow, I think you're on it.
Oh, this is an absolute disaster. Somehow the Arizona Cardinals pulled the ultimate Arizona Cardinal move. And allow the Denver Broncos to score a touchdown with 1:30 left. We got the Cardinals +6. They're now losing 17-10 with 1:30 left. That's the ultimate. Like, the preseason when this stuff happens. The worst part is, too, Denver just kept running the ball for the most part. And then they threw the ball. It was a pass interference penalty. Going to need a miracle comeback with 1:30 left. And you can't make this up. Monterey scored again. Monterey have taken a 3-2 lead. They were just down 2-0. They're up 3-2 in the 91st minute. Loco!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team...
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, I don't mind a bad beat or whatever. There's no such thing as bad beats. They're called bad bets. It's called you lost, sucker. But I hate when there's multiple ones at the same time, Tony. It's like, no, like Monterey scores again. I look up. I was totally happy, Tony. I swear to God. I looked up. I'm watching everything at once here. I got my eye on multiple things. And I see Denver with the ball on Arizona's like 42-yard line with a buck 42 left or so. And I'm thinking, fine, I've got 6 points, Tony. Kick the damn field goal and you win the game. No, of course they have to, like, punch it in for a touchdown. And then I'm all happy about, we need to draw, guys, and I need Monterey to score. It's 2-0. We get the goal, both teams to score. We get the draw, and then they score again in the 91st minute. It's like, I can't, or in 90 minute, whatever, I can't, like, oh. But hey, we were on the Seattle Mariners tonight, Tony, and I'm on the Dodgers right now. Can't win them all, right? Well, you're right 52% of the time. You're going to be wrong 48% of the time. Oh, let's go, Arizona. Oh, come on. Throw it a flag, ref. Throw it a flag. Oh, you know what? I'm going to give Arizona credit. They're trying. Like, they just threw a bomb into the end zone, and it was actually pretty close to being completed, to be honest. Let's see, was this really interference? No, but if somebody did bet on Arizona, we could have used it. It's one of those deals I wouldn't. It's not a real penalty, but like, yeah, a little contact there, ref. You imagine Tony like crying about a non-pass interference call with 40 seconds left of a preseason game.
Right. Well, that's. Hopefully, not too many are listening, right? Because since I've logged on, or at least come on the air with you, you've been on some elite basketball league.
I got lost on a three-point shot at the buzzer. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, a three-point shot for the Elam ending. Yeah, thanks, Tony. Oh, God. Arizona have actually moved the ball all the way down to Denver's, like, 17-yard line, guys. But they have no time. They're out of timeouts now. And there's only 14 seconds left. Tony's best bet's coming up. Let's roll.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.